It's the Good Day program where we focus on ways to make your day good, if not better. Let's see. Good is the nominative degree. Better is the comparative degree, and best is the superlative degree. Everybody remember that from English?
No.
Heather remembers from English? Roberta doesn't remember that from English. You don't remember that from English?
I don't speak English.
Aren't you really?
No,
well,
you're
in the right place for it, as it turns out. How does everybody feel about beginning the day, talking about some of the things that are of interest and import to the nation? Singer Sheryl Crow has been diagnosed with a brain tumor. It's benign. Mm-hmm. Most common kind of benign brain tumor. It has, this is not good news. The good news is that it's benign. The bad news is that she has it. And so there are a lot of questions that are a part of this discussion. And the reason that it came to the surface, Jennifer and I were talking about this earlier, is because she couldn't remember the words to her songs as she was singing on stage.
Oh, wow. That's gotta be scary.
Right. I've always thought that she was, she had a healthy, wonderful glow or an aura about her. And I really didn't like it. What's the name of that race of the bike racer?
Lance Armstrong.
Yeah, I didn't like that deal.
He did her wrong.
Boy, he sure did. He deserves to lose.
But he did stick with her through breast cancer, so we gotta give him that.
And he had testicular cancer, didn't he?
He sure did. In fact, he didn't die, Roberta.
No, he didn't die.
He just hurts when he rides his bike.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a little insensitive, but...
Or maybe he can have a bigger seat now.
I'm a proponent of big seats on bicycles, by the way.
I'm just a proponent of big seats. That's why I'm working on mine.
Remember, Richie, when you were worried about whether you were going to have enough of the right stuff, and you were worried about riding a bike?
Cause I was never worried about it. You always said... Oh, Rich is worried about it. But anyway, go ahead with your story.
I just thought I detected a little concern there.
Whatever, go
ahead. We used to talk, though, a lot about, and we had a couple of experts on the program, it seems to me, about what happens to you when you ride a man, when he rides his bicycle.
Oh.
When you ride a man.
When you ride a man? What happens, Doug?
No, when you ride a man.
Something that testosterone goes right down the toilet. Couldn't you do that, buddy?
Rides the bicycle too much. Not good for
it. It was funny. I did think about that when we went to have kids.
Yeah.
You know, at the time I was 38, 39 years old. Mm. And I used to ride 20, 30 miles, 40 miles a week.
I know we had these conversations by air. I know we did.
Yeah, but, you know, then you go get tested and they go, okay, yeah, here's your levels and you're fine. But it was definitely something that I thought about when we started having kids because it did take us a while. So you never know.
All right. So anyway, Sheryl Crow had an MRI, apparently yesterday or the day before. Jennifer, is that it?
Yeah. She had it in November, actually.
Yeah. She did?
Hasn't talked about it. Yeah.
Oh. She's already back out on tour again.
Why did the doctors and her decide now is the time to talk about this?
Because she's on tour, so I guess it gives them something
to
talk
about. Can't remember the
words?
Yeah, she forgets the words on tour.
But she went through this in November because she of all these memory problems, and, yeah, the doctors discovered that she had this tumor in there. And, you know, I understand. That's scary. I don't know if I'd want to put that out there until you know for sure you're okay.
Yeah. It just makes me worried, though. I mean, you know... She's gone through the breast cancer thing.
Yeah.
Now this. I mean, that's too pretty serious, even though it's benign.
Yeah.
Well, that's scary. Pretty scary.
I remember when Tony had, they used to say with breast cancer, it would go to your bones and then go to your brain. And she did have a brain tumor, and it was operated on, and it was found, as this was, to be benign. But it wasn't in the frontal part. It was in the lower part. This tumor is in the left frontal lobe of her brain, which is the memory center. The front part, the lobe, the front part of your brain. I learned this in my experience with Seroscan. That's where all of the memory is. And when you have Alzheimer's and dementia, it affects that part of your brain.
Mm-hmm.
The cognitive part, if you will. And so the real estate in your brain is kind of a broad thing. And location's pretty important as to where these things take place. You hear a lot of times about people who have tumors in the back part of their brain. You get them out and it doesn't seem to affect them in terms of memory, it does affect motor skills sometimes, because that's the other part. And when you write, get down to brass tacks, think about how, I mean, Cheryl Clark, this whole discussion about her and her memory brings us around to focusing on what is an unbelievable instrument. Think about how your brain works.
It's amazing.
It really is.
Yeah.
How many people, you know, Richie, you kid me all the time about when I'm maybe being not cautious on the farm, I hit my head on something, but more and more lately, especially since I've had that Cerascan over.
You got to watch it. I mean, twice this year, you've already beaned your head.
Yeah, but I didn't bean it that badly. I mean, I used to bean it. But I'm just saying, now that I know what's going on inside of my brain, I think it's an amazing thing.
Yeah, I mean, you
thing.
Jump all... Like, yeah, it is an amazing
thing. All right, stop making me the focus. That's not about me.
No. I don't think that you took it seriously enough before.
Believe me. Well, maybe not before, but I take it seriously now. But in terms of Sheryl Crow's brain tumor and what that teaches you about what you need to think of, when you're... There are certain things that happen as a result just of aging. Things that will not, it's like any other muscle. Your brain's like a muscle. And certain things, if you don't exercise them, atrophy.
Mm-hmm.
Your leg muscles will, your shoulder muscles, your whatever doesn't get used, then falls apart. And the exact same thing can be said for your brain. You gotta use your brain. And these new Sudoku things and crossword puzzles.
And there's Luminosity.
What's
Has anyone
that?
Heard about that?
No,
I've used Luminosity.
What
I love
it?
It.
It is, I looked at it a little bit. You have to get a membership. You can do a three-day trial, but it's an online. There's all different types of games and exercises, and the whole idea is to exercise your brain.
Right, yeah. Well, that's and one of the things that I know is, at least personalizing a little bit, I'm pretty good at math, and so when people are asking me, like yesterday, I had to figure out something. I don't remember why I was working on numbers, but I had to work out some numbers for. Oh, I know what it was. It was we were trying to figure out how many bales of hay we could put in this particular place, and how many bales there were, and yada yada. And so we had 15. We anticipate 15 truckloads and get 15 round bales on the truck. So I said 225 bales, and Donald looked at me and said, how'd you know that? I said 15 times 15 is 225. And it's sort of like, it's 70 times 80 is 560, or 74, you take 74 times 80, 7 times 8, and then 4 times 8, and you put them together. And that's how my mind has always worked when it came to that. But you got to keep doing that, because if you don't, and we have made, this is back again to the atrophy of the brain stuff, where these children in school, they aren't taught the numbers anymore. Here, use this calculator. What the heck do you learn from having somebody put a calculator in your hand? You don't learn anything.
Well, you know, similarly, I was an awesome speller always.
Yeah?
I suck. Now.
Really?
Spell check. Spell check.
Yeah.
Right. It's lazy. You lose it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And it's the abbreviations that now I find myself getting sucked into that using texting.
Yep.
And I don't like it, because it takes away from the skill set that you have learned, and you need to keep sharp if you want to live to be happy in a ripe old, you know, 80, 90 years old.
So you got calculators. Spell check, and here's the big one.
What?
GPS.
Oh, my God, yes. You can't figure out any place.
I don't think about where I'm going.
No.
I just watch the little line on the phone and go, okay, I'm going in the right direction.
Yeah. See, those are the sorts of things.
What the lady says.
We used to call, in my Range Rover, he was Nigel. Nigel would tell us. I didn't know how to use it. The kids always use it.
On the motorway.
Yeah, exactly.
What I think is funny, the roundabout. Yeah, in Ireland, they have an Irish accent doing the navigation for you.
Yeah.
That was one of Arnold's.
The Range Rover is an English car, so it's supposed to have an English voice, and that's what we call them.
Yeah, they change it.
Nigel.
I wanted Arnold. You will make the right.
Yeah, you would.
To go to Germany.
You won't be back.
I'll be back.
So anyway, let's have some good thoughts for Sheryl Crow.
I want Pee Wee Herman as my
GPS
voice.
About what she is doing to have us become more conscious of this as an issue. Her experience is something we can all identify with. And so it's just don't let yourself fall into the abyss that we're talking about here. Use your brain. Remember when your folks used to say, use your head. I can remember that 100 times a week. Use your head. Okay, well, using your brain is probably better than using your head. And
she's a great American rock story.
I like her a lot.
Really,
always, she has a great aura, a great smile. She has a great glow about her. She always has
something very organic about her. She's very natural.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
She was a majorette,
healthy,
and a track athlete.
Yeah, she was.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. So hold a good thought for Sheryl Crow. 17 after the hour on Good Day.
What's your first stop this weekend? The Estee Lauder counter at Macy's for the summer getaway gift. Your free 7-piece gift includes a colorful beach tote, a full-size pure color lipstick, sumptuous mascara, and more. Plus your choice of moisturizer in a 14-day supply. It's yours with any $35 Estee Lauder skincare or foundation purchase. What to buy? Summer skin loves our number one anti-aging serum, Advanced Night Repair. Quantities are limited, so come get your Estee Lauder summer getaway gift. Only at Macy's. Start your summer today.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a Barbie zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aqua Velva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, Dunn. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aqua Velva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aqua Velva. Men get it.
Aqua Velva. What? 500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basic. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Making your facility greener can seem hard. Not necessarily rocket science hard, but at least 5,000-piece puzzle of a clear blue sky hard. Fortunately, Grainger can help with thousands of products, from lights to faucets to greener cleaning supplies that help lower energy costs and impact on the environment. So you get all your green products right in place without falling to pieces. You know, like a puzzle. To help reduce your costs with greener products, call, stop by a branch, or visit Grainger.com/green. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The story of Sheryl Crow's plight with the benign brain tumor is something that's revealed at DougStefan.com. So if you want to check out the story, if you haven't heard the story, you want more information, the Sheryl Crow story is prominent at What's New at DougStefan.com. 21 after the hour, Roberta, Jennifer, Heather, Rich, and Doug on the Good Day program for Wednesday morning.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Feel it went.
I felt it went okay, frankly.
Are you familiar with the piece?
Yes. I think you're a little off.
Howard.
It just was a disaster. It was a disaster.
But if you gave it a serious effort. If you didn't like it, I appreciate that. I don't appreciate the rudeness.
Oh! He told you! It's not rude. It's the truth. It's the truth. Let me tell you something. It's not good. It's not good. Not for you.
Darren,
I respectfully disagree.
Okay, Richard, I felt that it was quite shouty.
My voice can't get shrill. It was shrill.
Yeah, that was my critique for you.
Okay.
All right, let's vote.
I vote no. I'm sorry.
Sorry, it's a no for me.
Yeah, and it's a no too from me, but thank you very much.
Beat it.
I watched this show last night for the first time. Uh-huh. I came in, it was raining, so I came into the house early. I turned it on about, I don't know, 8:15. And the first person I saw was this guy, Richard Grossman, who was trying to sing opera. He looks like a Hasidic Jew from New York. That's exactly what he looked like, or Los Angeles. And he sounded like it. And he was really, you could look in his eyes, and he's looking at Howard, because Howard gave him a little of the old 1-2, as Howard usually does. And then he came back at him and said, what you said was rude. So this is him singing as he... So he sort of played these backwards, but Grossman didn't appeal to the audience at the beginning. And that was Howard hitting the X.
He's not even in tune.
No.
He's and
not.
Totally offbeat.
No. Yeah. But like the other stuff, I have said on the air that I thought this was a freak show, but I haven't really watched it. So it was a repeat of NCIS. So I clicked to America's Got Talent. That's, by the way, what they count on. As the other networks are playing all of, you know, some opposing networks playing a popular show, but they're running a rerun, they plop in stuff like this on NBC, and it gets a number. It gets an audience. And the more freaky it gets, and it's obviously getting
peaks
freaky
curiosity.
This year. I don't ever watch these shows, and yet I went right to it to sort of see what the acts were about. There were a couple there. They called themselves the Doppelganger Circus Sideshow. And this woman stuck an apple in her mouth, and the guy cut it with a chainsaw, and that was their act.
What?
And the woman got lockjaw. And that was the funniest part of the whole thing. They both look like freaks.
Lockjaw
on the apple. She couldn't close her mouth after they took the apple out of her mouth.
What's up with all the opera?
Well, because there are people who like to... You can find your pitch easier with opera than you can usually. But there was a couple there who sang. I don't remember what their names were. They were actually quite good. I think it's Aaron Ritchie.
This is Andrew DeLeon.
Yeah, this is later in the show. Never sung in front of people before. Yeah, it's a guy.
Give him a ukulele.
A play is 614, which is the review of him. Andrew,
what's going through your mind? Can you share it with us?
I'm just so used to being rejected, and I'm not really good at anything, so this is amazing.
Michael isn't really good at anything.
Yes, he is. And, you know, I sensed right before you sang you were feeling very nervous. You ever perform in front of a big crowd like this?
I've never performed in front of anybody.
No kidding. Aww. This is your first time.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, you must have taken voice training or something, no?
Not at all. Self-taught.
And you would practice this, what, in your room?
Yeah, the crowd loved this
guy. And yet you got up here and blew the roof off the joint.
Yeah. It's clear also that Howard is the real star of this show.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
He's got it.
Yeah.
He's very dominant.
Everybody's behind him. And
yep.
Whatever. Anyway, yep. That guy went on to Las Vegas. 28 after on Good Day.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a Barbie zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aquabelva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aquabelva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aquabelva. Men get it.
Aquabelva.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
All I want to do when I get home from the office is watch a little TV. But by the time I get there, somebody's already hogging it. Then I saw this offer from Dish. They have a new DVR system called the Hopper that delivers HD content to four different rooms of your home. That's right. One HD DVR, four rooms of shows. I'll always get to watch my shows when and where I want. Call 888-770-DISH today and find out more. That's 888-770-3474. Limited time offer subject to change without notice.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Heather Bachman and Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap, with a report. A lot of great deals today. Stand by for that in a moment. Jennifer Horn will have our television update as well. Rich McFadden at controls in our studio in Washington. How many of you have seen the first pictures of Lindsay Lohan as she plays Elizabeth Taylor?
She looks like
her. Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I never would have thought it.
Every single time I see this woman, she has a cigarette in her hand. I saw a picture earlier this morning, and I was saying how Anne Hathaway, who I think is one of the most attractive young women in acting today, with a big butt hanging out of her mouth.
Oh, no.
And here's Lindsay Lohan, but you expect it from her. But just every
saying, I've read, Jen, maybe you've seen this too, that with Elizabeth Taylor being such a heavy smoker, that Lindsay Lohan has been trying to kind of hone her skills.
Yeah, right. She was trying to hone her skills when she was 12.
Yeah, and Elizabeth Taylor was. I wonder if there are similar. I'm trying to think back now that you bring that up to Elizabeth Taylor when she first got started, when she was an ingenue in her teens, and it seemed to me she was a lot more sophisticated, or at least appeared to be, or was presented like Judy Garland was presented as someone different, much different than Lindsay Lohan. I think it's an offense to equate Lindsay Lohan to Elizabeth Taylor and to Judy Garland or Betty Davis or Joan Crawford or whoever else may have come from that era. But it's just the example. Apparently, people still think that Lindsay Lohan is a good actress. I don't know enough about that side of her because I don't find anything that she's been in to be appealing for me to spend the money to go see her in a theater. But it is so distracting for me to see all these young, attractive women smoking, puffing away. Jennifer said something interesting earlier about women who the image that has developed over the last, 15, 20, 25 years of women is supposed to be very thin. The actresses that make it, they don't eat, and they smoke. I mean, what the hell kind, what am I missing here? What kind of an example? You have a daughter who's 20, right? 21?
Yeah, she'll be 21 in August.
Okay. So who does she look up to? I'm talking to Heather.
As far as icons out there?
People that are her age that are successful. Who does she
think? I think that's part of the problem is I don't think there are many out there. Mm-hmm. There's no one that... my daughter's name is Talia. Ty, for sure. Right. And there's no one Ty is like, oh, I'd like to emulate. Oh, I'm trying to become a woman. Like, they're really... Mm-hmm. They search right now, this generation.
All right, so then when you were that age, who did you, Heather, who did you focus on? Who did you think was cool? Women.
In my 20s, I don't know if there was anyone out there like that. I mean, I had a lot of admiration for writers. Toni Morrison, longtime lover of her. A lot of the classics as well. I liked people's crafts, not necessarily the way they were presented. Except for Marilyn Monroe. When I was younger, I idolized her.
Yeah. All right, so Jennifer.
And she was a mess.
Think she was a mess, but people didn't know as much about her then as they do now. They just saw this beautiful presentation and therefore wanted to be like her because she was beautiful, thought to be beautiful. So Jennifer, go back to your 20s and who was around that you might have thought was really cool.
My 20s, I don't know if I was in the idolizing stage in your 20s. I don't know if you even idolize people in your 20s other than people that you know. You know, you might say, oh, I like this about this friend and that about that friend. But when I was a kid, my idol was Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper, okay.
Sure.
My daughter would tell you the same thing. My daughter's
loved
a little older than you, but she's, that would have worked. Okay, so
I
Roberta.
Dressed up as her for Halloween twice.
So we've had 30s and 40s. You're in your 50s. Go back to when you were in your 20s and who you thought was cool.
I would have to say because in my 20s, I was so focused on being a really good network news reporter that it was the elders. It was the Walter Cronkites, the Howard K. Smiths. Even people that are still around today, like the Chuck Scarboroughs. And
what about women?
He's gone. Roger Grimsby. Women, that's a tough one. Rosanna Dana. You remember Roseanne Coletti? Roseanne Coletti, that's who that was based on. And I always admired her, even though they poked fun at her, because she was a fellow Italian. So, this is great.
Rosanna Dana.
Remember that on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, she was married to Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder, right.
She was, yeah. And nobody even remembers her real name. Everybody remembers her.
Wasn't it Gilda Radner?
Yeah, Gilda Radner. But we always refer to her as Rosanna Dana.
And the real Rosanna Dana was Roseanne Coletti. Yeah. That was her name.
A lot of people, I'm looking at some quick posts here. Angelina Jolie comes up. Another skinny woman. This woman in her, late 30s? How old is Angelina Jolie?
Late 30s. Late 30s, right? 38, 39.
Here's another woman who smoked like a fiend. And has this thinness to her, and some people think she's one of the most beautiful women in the world. Supposed to play Cleopatra in the revival of that, another Elizabeth Taylor movie. I don't get it. I don't get it. What am I missing?
You know who? Go ahead, Heather. Sorry.
I was just going to say, in days past, another huge hero of mine, heroine, Audrey Hepburn. She was quite waify. But she still looked healthy. What's the difference between like Angelina Jolie today and Audrey Hepburn?
Is that a post for Facebook? Maybe it's an idea for us.
Angelina's beyond wavy, though. I mean, just she's very bony.
None of them are. I was so disappointed to see Anne Hathaway puffing away. Just really disappointed seeing that. Anyway, okay, time now.
She had to lose a lot of weight for that role, so
But is that the way to do it? What's the lesson there for others? The only way to lose weight is to smoke. Instead of all these lose weight, the TH-121s and Weight Watchers and all of the things, the best way to lose weight is don't eat and smoke. What a god-awful message that is. Oy. All right, 20 before the hour, let's get a good message from the Queen of Cheap.
Yes.
Roberta Fasanelli has the deals today from A, B, C, and D.
She's the queen.
All of the above.
E, all of the above.
It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Okay, we've had a couple of really cool free magazine subscriptions. These are two-year subscriptions. One is to Family Fun Magazine, which is really kind of a cool magazine. It's a Disney product, but it tells you exactly that, the cool ways to have fun with the family, and a lot of those ways are free. And also, this is for you, Rich, and you may already have this for Sean, free two-year Lego magazine subscription. We've had this before, but it's come up again. Well, then you should go and get it for Sean. It's a free two-year subscription to Lego Magazine. Now, another thing, the free e-cookbook. You know how breakfast can be really big on the calories? A lot of carbs for breakfast and a lot of calories in breakfast. Well, we've got a free e-book that's 52 delicious and healthy superfood breakfasts under 300 calories. And it's free at Amazon.com. We've got a wild poppy body cream sample from Body Collagen. We tell you how to go get that. Elf Cosmetics has a deal going, and we have the coupon code for you. It's $10 off of $25. And let me tell you, $25 at Elf can buy a load of cosmetics. Mm-hmm. Their stuff is relatively inexpensive and very nice quality. So you get $10 off of $25. And if you need office supplies, we've got 18, count them, 18 printable coupons for up to 50% off at Staples for selected items. So this is the time to go and stock up on office or even school supplies. Hey, you know, think ahead. And you'll find all this stuff at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStephan.com.
Great job. Thank you. Check all of this information. They're great. If I do say so myself, the people who work on this website work very hard. Roberta finds these deals, puts them up there for you to take advantage of. That's right there. It's a public service of the Good Day program, along with the help that's offered every day by our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, who takes a look at some of the leftover food that you wonder about. Remember a few weeks ago, Richie, I think it was $100 billion. Was the number $100 billion in food gets tossed every year?
It's such a waste. When I go to a restaurant, I see all the food that they throw away.
So if you want to know what the restaurants are doing with that leftover food that you don't eat, check out Phil Lempert's blog in the Better Living box at DougStephan.com.
You know what we used to do when we had the restaurant?
What did we used to do?
We would have these big catered parties, and there would be a lot of food left over, a lot of, like, sliced roast beef and a lot of bread and a lot of coffee also and, you know, cake and stuff like that. So we used to make up sandwiches and make up hot cups of coffee and wrap up a piece of pastry, and I would send out my salad guy and my dishwasher with, you know, as many bags as we could make up, and they knew where a lot of the homeless were, and they used to go out and distribute it.
Isn't that cool? Good mm-hmm. for you. That'd be a wonderful thing. That's not what Phil's talking about, but that's a great idea. And it's certainly one that people who have little restaurants or good-sized restaurants, family restaurants, could emulate, if you will.
Because, yeah, otherwise you have to throw it out. That's code. Yeah,
right, exactly.
You can't reuse anything.
In a few moments, Jennifer tells us the story of the anniversary, actually, of the founding news magazine on television. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage from Schiff.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-385-9978 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-385-9978 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-385-9978 to get your car protected today. Call 877-385-9978. That's 1-877-385-9978. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-385-9978. That's 877-385-9978.
Coffee and a bagel, $8. Movie tickets, $30. Tank of gas, $80. I can't control how much I pay for a lot of things, but when it comes to entertainment, Dish gives me all the channels I love at the right price. I call that cost control. With promotional prices starting at just $19.99 a month for 12 months, it's the best deal in entertainment. Call 1-888-770-DISH. That's 1-888-770-3474. Limited time offers subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Do you know what this is? How about this? This is the sound of everything Dad loves and more. And right now, it's all at Sears, with great prices on all his favorites, like Levi's jeans, Kenmore grills, Craftsman tools, and an LG 50-inch HD TV for just $499.99. That's the lowest price ever. Plus, when you shop your way at Sears, you can buy online and pick up today. This is Destination Dad. This is Sears. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
All right, let's check the television report. We were all, during this last few moments, talking about the various news magazine shows that are on television. It's hard, actually, I said when we talk about the first one, but when you really go back in your memory, Jennifer, it's way before your memory, it's way before any of our memories, to when Edward R. Murrow came back from World War II, and Ian Cronkite and some of the other early ones that Roberta was talking about a few minutes ago as to who she wanted to emulate as a professional anyway. And so these guys started the idea. They didn't call them news magazines. They were just in-depth stories that would take a half an hour. And so they was See It Now, I think. Didn't Edward R. Murrow do See It Now and Person to Person?
What movie just came out probably 5-10 years ago?
George Clooney with the story of Edward R. Murrow.
Yeah,
that was a good movie. Black and white.
And it was kind of timely because that was when I was going through journalism school, and I remember. I mean, it's very impressive what they did. That really set a whole genre.
Yeah. Anyway, what I was talking about was the beginning of 2020 on ABC, and by the way, interestingly enough, I believe this is the first year Barbara Walters was at ABC, and this is one of the first things that she did, and she's still doing them. Mm-hmm. So how many years ago? 1978, 88, 98.
34 years ago.
Isn't that amazing, huh? God love us all. All right, so what bringing us up to date on what's going on currently, Jen, what are we seeing?
Well, let's talk about other things that are old that are still new again, and that is the reboot of The Munsters that is going to be coming to NBC next season. The show won't be called The Munsters. It's going to be called 1313 Mockingbird Lane. If you remember, that was Herman and Lily's address on The Munsters. And they've done some casting. Jerry O'Connell will be playing the lead role of Herman Munster. Now, people are saying he brings death to sitcoms and TV shows because apparently nothing he's been in lately lasts, but I think it's a good choice. He looks like Fred Gwynne a lot when they put their pictures together, and I think it'll be kind of a fun thing to see if he can make it work. Yeah. All right. Also, the nominees for the second annual Critics' Choice Television Awards were announced yesterday, and surprisingly enough, even though they're suffering in the ratings, NBC led all the other networks with 14 nominations. They got credit for Community, which received the most nominations. Parks and Rec got a few. Other shows getting nominations, The Big Bang Theory, Girls, Modern Family, New Girl, Parks and Recreation, as I mentioned. And on the drama side, Mad Men led the pack with 5 nominations, including Best Drama. It'll go head-to-head with Breaking Bad, Downton Abbey, Game of Thrones, The Good Wife, and Homeland. And the winners will be announced June 18th in Beverly Hills. Auditions for next season's American Idol are also starting up. The nationwide search for new talent kicks off tomorrow in Los Angeles. They're going to hit San Antonio, Charlotte, Newark, maybe the Jersey Shore kids will come out for that.
So who, Chicago. Do we have the same judges? The judges are going to be wrapped up by the time they start this, right?
Exactly, right. Exactly, which is tomorrow. I think J-Lo's sticking around. I think They're all coming back. But, you know, don't forget, during the two seasons ago, they had judges on that didn't actually make it through. Right. Exactly.
All right, you see the story at DougStephan.com about Elmo launching a campaign to be one of the torchbearers for the Olympic Games in London?
Sesame
Street.
Awesome.
Huh?
I think it's awesome.
The Muppet Elmo kicking off a campaign.
Is he flammable, though? That's what I would worry about. Because everyone will cry.
Smoke, right. Check that story out at DougStephan.com, too.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
It's time now for our favorite pet person, Warren Eckstein. How do you like that way I punctuated that, Warren? Warren Eckstein. He is in charge of pet information for lots of people. Great radio program heard around the country every weekend. Check out thepetshow.com. We have several issues that are important for pet lovers just a moment away here on Good Day.
In prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a fiery zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aquavelva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aquavelva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aquavelva. Men get it.
Aquavelva.
This Father's Day, why get Dad one gift when you can get him 10? Hold on, I'll explain. Hurry into Napa and save 75% on a gear wrench, standard, and stubby ratcheting wrench set. Just $34.99. 10 pieces in all. Dad'll think you love him 10 times more than usual. You just tell him Napa does too. Nothing says Father's Day like standard and stubby. Offer expires 6/30/12. See participating Napa Auto Parts store for details.
Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here. The mobile apps that are around for pets. We all are fascinated with all the apps that you can get with your smartphone. There are a number of them, and you found one that seems extraordinarily interesting.
Yeah, you know, I always think about this. What would happen to my pets if, God forbid, something were to happen to me? And I think a lot of people are in that same position. So this is a brand new app. I'm just reading about it as we're talking. It's called the In Case of Emergency Mobile App, or ICE for Pets. And it gives pet owners a way to make sure someone is contacted if they're unavailable to care for their pets. It's really works simply in case emergency, push notification, text message, and it goes. I'm not real technical when it comes to apps, but there are so many, you're right, there are so many great new apps out there, Doug. There are apps now with the GPS. So, for example, if your dog's not supposed to be in the bedroom when you're away from the house, you can know if your dog's in the bedroom because the GPS will tell you exactly where the dog
is. Why wouldn't you just close the door?
Would that be smart of it, right? But then again, we're not dealing with the intelligence of animals. We're dealing with the intelligence of people, which is not that high. You know that, Richard.
I love reading Warren's blogs. The story of a man who divorced a cat lady. She had how many cats?
500.
What?
A woman had 500 cats. This guy says, I'm out of here.
Yeah, like, you know, as much as I love animals.
Wait a minute.
500?
He waited till 500?
500.
Yeah. I would have said it five.
She adopted 500 cats all at one time.
Yeah,
oh,
five,
she adopted,
I would have been.
All at once?
All
she adopted
one.
Them. Oh, my God.
And the guy said, you know what? I'm out of here. Hey, you know, you think maybe a discussion should have taken place before you bring home 500 felines?
Mm-hmm.
You think that was the right
thing? Not if you care. Well, apparently he doesn't care much about his, she doesn't care much about her spouse, i.e. him. So he's probably doing the right thing.
You know
thing.
How much I get that? You know, you hit the nail right on the head, Doug. You know how often people say to me, God, I only wish my husband or wife loved me as much as they love the dog. I hear that all the time. But think about this. You never argue with your pet. Your pet never borrows $10 and forgets to pay you back. It's that simple. They're honest. And I think really people sometimes feel, I don't know if love is the right word. For me it is.
No, Warren, let me explain this for you. It's the same reason my wife's Colombian family loves me. Because they don't understand English and can't
Gringo
understand
Americano.
If you understood what your dog was saying or your dog understood you, it'd be the same thing as every other relationship we have.
If dogs could talk, maybe they would be man's best friend.
Exactly.
Right, you also have written, and we carry a lot of these in the Better Living box at DougStefan.com, about hospices taking care of pets, patients' pets. How important that is in the overall end-of-life scenario.
Well, if you think about it, when people have to say that final goodbye to their pets, it's as difficult, you know, to say that goodbye to any member of the family. And sometimes when a dog or a cat is at that point in its life where it doesn't have that much longer to go and needs 24-hour supervision, these hospices are really an important part of it. And I think that's good. You know, some people say, come on, Warren, you're a little eccentric when it comes to pets. Imagine that. But the bottom line is, if it's your money, if it's your love, if it's your pet, and you have the opportunity to make your pet feel better in its final days of life, I say a hospice might be the way to go for you.
You know what? I just saw something, and I'd seen earlier on, was it this year or last year, the story about a dog that got run over. The father picked up the dog and put it in a wheelbarrow and was going to bury it behind the house the next day. He goes outside to the wheelbarrow the next day, and the dog looks at him, and I mean, obviously was hurt and had been in the wheelbarrow all night long, but the dog was still alive.
Yeah. Exactly. But then again, sometimes in that hospice scenario, the final days of your pet, the pain can be managed or the pain can be gotten rid of so the dog or cat can enjoy whatever days it's have left with quality of life.
Right. We need that for all of us and them. Warren Eckstein, the host of the premier pet show. How would you